What's up, world? It's your boy, Marco the Prince, one half of the Sip and Smoke, and I'm here just to let you guys know our social handles. If you're looking for me, you can find me at This Is Hear Me Out on all the socials. Hear me out on all the streaming platforms. If you're looking for AJ, you can find him at Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy, and that is on all the streaming services and the socials. If you're looking for us, you can also watch us on the good old YouTube under Sip and Smoke Show. Also follow us on the Instagram under SipIn420. All right, y'all. I know y'all tired of all these handles, but all right, let's start this week's show.
Bitch, you bust it open.
It's a vibe.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
not my favorite album, but I like the first one better. The first Pink Friday.
You know what? I wasn't a fan of the first Pink Friday.
No?
It just didn't hit for me. It wasn't like my zhush, and I don't want to get attacked by the Barbs. It was a great album. Let's be very honest. It was a great album.
You know what?
Because
the Barbs are out.
They go hard.
Okay.
It wasn't my favorite album from Nicki. I honestly loved everything that came after it.
Yes.
Just so good. And for her to start with just features, let's talk about it. Wait, are we recording right now?
Yes, we are.
Congratulations!
Baby Petty.
Yes, I cannot wait to meet Baby Petty.
Oh my gosh. And if she's born on a Friday, they're about to be extremely petty.
Look.
Bitch, what?
What's this baby?
And she's big.
Friday.
Not like big in a bad way, but like long.
She's showing. Like, she's showing. So I think she might have a boy. I think she might end up having a boy.
Bitch,
she's showing.
What? A Kindle?
Yeah.
Bitch. I'm calling it. It's a boy.
Well, I think it might be
she
boy.
Got her husband with the last name Petty.
Yep.
The kid's name is going to be Petty.
Both.
Ken Petty? Or no, that's her husband's name.
Well, yeah.
But so it'll be something different.
Baby Petty is
Baby
what I'm calling right now. Baby Petty Minaj or Baby Minaj, whatever we're calling
Baby
her.
Petty.
Baby Petty, I'm all about it.
Yes.
So congratulations. Wish you nothing but well and send you good vibes for your pregnancy. Oh my gosh, those pregnancy photos were beautiful.
Yes.
So damn beautiful. I love seeing pregnancy photos in general, but those were just like, they took the cake.
She reminded me of the, I'm gonna fuck this word up, but Harkle Jewel Barbie. Like, upgraded version with the stripper heels and still did the colorful wigs when she first came out and was being crazy.
Uh-huh.
A good crazy.
Uh-huh.
But, like, when she owned, like, the red carpet and shit, I was like, yes, Nicki, you better come. You better go back to your roots.
She said, I am here. And can we talk about those shoes?
Yeah.
Those shoes.
Barbie shoes.
Those shoes. Oh, my God, those shoes. Beautiful.
So, we're back.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand for a minute. Because I'm happy.
He's standing.
I am very happy.
We haven't even did introductions.
Oh, my God. I am so happy. There's
so,
a baby on the way.
So, do you think... So, let's introduce ourselves and then, like, stand for Nicki. So, I'm John Lewis.
Oh, okay. I was going to be John Lewis, too.
well,
you know what? Today, I'm going to be Maxine Waters.
Reclaiming my time. You're gonna be John Lewis. Crazy.
I was gonna be John Lewis too, because let's talk about it. While we have the blessing of a baby coming into this world, we do lose one of our civil rights icons, John Lewis. If you don't know who John Lewis is, I'm just gonna say, like, we've
go
been
ahead,
taking
friend.
The line.
Go.
Research, not me search. But if you want to see all the activism that John Lewis did and all the things that he did for civil rights, it's amazing to see a man of his caliber to continue to fight even when he was going through cancer. I mean, 20 years plus in government and fighting for change and equality and civil rights, that can never be diminished. And John Lewis, I hope at this point, now that you are in heaven, you can rest. And just say, my work is done, but it's not finished here for us. We're still going to keep going on in your name.
And your legacy will stay on. That's why we doing all this. You fought for us, and we're going to fight for our younger generation. So thank you for everything that you have done for our community and us as Black people.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes. We wouldn't be able to sit here doing this without you.
Yeah, for real.
We wouldn't be able to.
Because there was one point of time in my life I was like, no, nobody's going to listen to me. I don't have a voice. No. It's men like you that stood up and did what you did to fight for us and share your voice. Okay?
Keep fighting.
Oh, keep fighting. And this is what we're doing. We do this show every week to learn and educate because there's someone out there with the same understanding and voice as us. And we just want to educate the community because, I mean, if we're all quiet, where do we go? Nowhere.
Nowhere. Because you know what a closed mouth doesn't get?
Fed.
There we go.
Yes, cheers to that.
Cheers. Ooh. Cheers.
And we'll get back to Baby Petty. There has been a lot of shit that has been happening.
Yes.
Of a lot of built up anger.
Okay.
Frustration. I want some understanding. So bear with me through this episode.
Okay. It's all right.
Because it's a lot of emotion. Like, we wake up one day and then all this shit happens.
It happens. So. It happens. I just want to say, get this out of the way for y'all out there. Part of today's show is going to be sponsored by Salvatore Franco. Salvatore Franco is an online shopping for mostly male gendered clothing, if we're going to put it that way. But anybody can wear this clothing. It's beautiful clothing. It's beautiful and it's great. I personally have a few of their V-neck tees and they feel beautiful. I'm getting some more in the mail and they're coming. So if you would like to purchase from Salvatore Franco, go to salvatorefranco.com, use offer code AJV25, and you will go ahead and get your merch 25% off. That's salvatorefranco.com, and offer code at checkout is AJ, which is spelled AJAY, V as in Victor, 25, AJ25.
Friend, you better go ahead.
Yes,
we're doing big things. So, yeah, let's start off with positive. So, thank you for that. It's just great to know your friends are doing shit and surprise moments like this.
There you go.
Look at you. You and Brandon, I did it.
You didn't even know.
We talk every fucking day.
You didn't even know.
Shit. Look, but I'm proud of you.
We got to pay to keep these lights on.
Okay, bitch, this blue light, okay?
Look.
And there's electricity for all this.
But we need to shout out something that someone's sitting here awfully quiet about. So, my co-host... just turned 32.
That's the streamers. One day we're gonna
cool. Streamers, confetti, all of it.
All of it, okay. Yeah, 32 is kicking off right. I've got accepted on the Pandora platform.
Yes, as, cheers.
You know, as a new network. So thank you, Pandora. Mm-hmm. And that was exciting. That was like day two of turning 32. So if 32, if you starting off like this, keep them coming. Just come on.
There you go.
I was like, what? It's just, I don't know, it's just.
So for those of y'all who don't know, because I'm going to keep talking at my friend right now. This nigga went and changed his whole life up. Said, I'm not working for anybody else anymore. I'm going to work for myself. I'm going to chase my dreams and then catch my dreams and then have my dreams sit down at the table with me and eat pancakes and then make these coins and be an independent Black mogul. And he on the way. And
he's doing it. I am there. I've been working on a website and shit. I want Marco de Prince to be like a lifestyle.
All right.
So when I leave this earth, it's like, you know what? I can do everything.
Uh-huh.
I can travel. I can work. I can be in love. I can do this. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. I see you. Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
All right.
Good blessings.
We had to talk about it. We had to talk about it.
Yes, 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 mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Creations by Coco on Instagram for these lovely cups. If you guys have not seen our video, go to the Instagram, Sip in 420,
yes.
Black-owned business, and I will be ordering more shit from her because, let me tell you, can we just brag on Black women real quick?
Can, look.
Like, can we do it real quick? Can we do it? I emailed her probably like at 11. Uh-huh. By 12:30, I had a response. Hey, thank you so much. Yep, this is what you need. This is what I offer. Okay, I emailed her. So where do I need to send the email for the logos and everything? Within 30 minutes, she sent me everything. I went to my email, uh-huh. wrote a nice little draft, because, uh-huh. you know, keeping it professional, uh-huh. not knowing that she knew it was the guy from the Instagram. Uh-huh. Wrote up a nice email. 45 minutes later, thank you so much for your order. It is confirmed. I will update you with shipping information. Did not have to question the shipping. I knew that it was going to take time. I wanted them for our grand opening, but it was my fault that I didn't order them on time. And what I'm not going to do, listen, is rush somebody on an order. Because that's not me. Y'all can do it. Y'all can get cussed out by the owners and shit. But me, I'm not doing it because I know the hard work and dedication that is put behind it. And I am, this is like.
You're going to make me cry.
This is amazing. I love this.
Creations by Coco. Coco, when I say, and I hope you watch the video and you see it. Mm-hmm. I was already ready to boohoo, start crying in tears when I opened the damn box and saw the damn tissue paper. And I was like, wait, what is this that's in this box? And then I pulled it out. Oh my gosh, when I tell you. When I tell you, thank you. You have made this little black boy's dream come true.
Yes, and it's people like you that we can say like this on our show and get you promotion and support each other and build as a community. Like who said? John Lewis.
John Lewis said it.
So.
John Lewis said it.
So thank you. You see how that was full circle?
The black dollar equals black pride. Spend to black-owned businesses. Black-owned businesses, this is where it's at. We want to make a world for ourselves. How about we stop trying to get to the table and build our own table again? Mm-hmm. We've seen it in the past, and again, I'm going to use that line consciously, thank you. Research, not me search, but look into everything that happened in Tulsa. When you look at the history of the riots and you look at Rosewood and the things that occurred there, we built our businesses and they were destroyed. We built our businesses and people were slaughtered, but we're not stopping. We're still here and we're coming back. So spend that money at black-owned businesses, y'all, because that's how we keep building wealth and power for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you want to get into it?
Yeah.
What you bringing to the table?
All right. So, I am bringing to the table.
Are we starting light or are we just diving like?
We're going to start. Well, you know what? This technically.
Baby, let me tell you.
Like, there's a lot. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm scrolling through my notes.
Me research.
So this is not going to be light because the reason it can't be light is because it has to do with weight. To start you off with a little awkward bit of news here.
Okay, we're doing awkward. I got a little awkward, too.
The city of Venice in Italy. You know, the city, you traverse the streets in gondolas.
I was going to say California, but I was thinking of Venice Beach. Mm-hmm. To be fair. I was like, oh, Venice Beach is probably nice. I was like, okay, so yeah. We're going across the country. Okay, so, I'm back.
Venice Beach is super cute. It's super nice. So what I'm just going to say is, in Venice Beach, one of the quotes that have to do with this new article is, it's like a bomb landing on it. Can you guess what the bomb is landing on?
No. Tell me.
So the bomb that they're talking about that's landing on something is the gondolas in Venice. Now, if you know anything about Venice, the iconic streets and the iconic gondolas that traverse the streets are because the city is partially underwater. Mm-hmm. In Venice, they have now started to introduce restrictions about the number of people who can be on gondolas because they are getting too heavy. And they're causing the gondolas to potentially sink into the water. So the American way of eating and the obesity streak that is going across the world is affecting things like this in Venice. Now, weight and fat shaming is not what I'm here to do at all. I just want to share this little tidbit of news so people know that there's some things in this world that we think are not gonna affect other ways of life, and they are. And just be healthy. I don't care about your weight, don't care about your size. Just be healthy, y'all, so we can stay around and keep getting all these weird little tidbits of news.
Yes. Thank you for the reminder. I got to start putting working out or just running, walking on my to-do list. So thank you for that reminder. Some days I want to run, some days I don't. And y'all know what kind of world we live in. Some days I have my high days, some days I have my low days. But thank you for that.
Welcome. And again, not meant to fat shame, not even meant anybody be out there like, oh, I'm going to start working out. Nope. I just want to share something with y'all that globally, weight has actually increased among humans. And it's pretty cool to see this trend and things that happen, mm-hmm. how something starts in one small sector of the world and just spreads to the rest of the world. That isn't coronavirus.
We're not there yet.
We are not there yet.
Nigga, we're not.
No. Nope.
But okay, so a little bit more light news. You know Hurricane Chris is getting out of jail in December? You know, hey, baby, hey, baby. Oh, you still live in Texas, so that was...
Halle Berry.
Hey, Halle Berry. Teach me how to Dougie. Bitch, I always wanted to live in Houston. Shout out to H-Town. I have never... So I've been to Houston, but I was like... I think I was like 16, 17, so I wasn't old enough to go out to the bars and like do shit like that.
But right.
Houston is on like my to-do list.
There you go.
As an adult. It goes down. All these videos, the niggas that I follow on Instagram.
It goes down in
Houston. You trying to go with me?
I'm going right to Houston.
We going to the H-Town. Coming down. It's going down, baby. Get it on the ground.
Song?
That was Beyonce.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I would play it for you.
So, y'all, confession. I am learning Beyonce through my friend, and I'm also learning all the great gems that are out there. I've liked a few things.
You know what?
But now it's just more and more, and it's like, oh my God. I love Beyonce now.
I'm going to make you a Beyonce playlist. I'm looking to the side because I have Beyonce on my wall.
Can we talk about one thing that's going to be beautiful? Did you see the trailer?
Bitch, you know I'm having a watch party.
Okay, we watch it. Oh my God.
Oh, bitch, bring the snacks. It's quiet. Come an hour before it starts.
Okay.
Because we're going to pregame to nothing but Beyonce music.
Okay.
The hookah will be going. We will be sipping and smoking. Maybe we should go live.
You get out of my head. Because I just was like, we should do a live watch party with Sip and Smoke.
Bam. All right, y'all. We'll plan it.
Full-length feature film on Disney Plus. If you have not seen the trailer, just go to YouTube and type in Beyonce. It's going to be the first thing that comes up now.
And if you need my login, let me know because I'll give it to you.
Uh-huh. Because you know who's also in it? Miss Tina. The little snippet in there. I'm not going to ruin for you what snippet is. But Miss Tina.
Hands down, one of my favorite celebrity moms. And not even category, like, everyone be like, you trying to put that? No, I'm just,
right.
My personal favorite.
Right.
She's, you know I like dry sense of humor. Uh-huh. Her corny ass joke time on Instagram.
Oh, so good.
What? I be in so here good. Dying.
She just be having me go off. Oh my God.
And then she be like, all right, y'all, bye. What? No, we want at least one more. Just give us more.
Miss Tina, you got my heart. You got it.
It's tearing up my heart with you.
There we go.
Apart with you.
I know what the song is from. I don't know the lyrics to this one.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I knew it was Backstreet Boys. They be in the Backstreets.
Yes.
With the boys. What you got?
So, I also got August Alsina. Okay.
What you talking about?
He came out with a single.
Uh-huh.
Entanglement.
Uh-huh.
Just, friend, help me out here. Like, so you did an interview.
Okay.
You are very vulnerable. We support you, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
I get it. Jada has a red table talk. She explains it. In my personal eye, it looks like there's two stories going on here.
Yes.
But then you make a song talking about being in love. I'm like, and I'm not even shaming anybody. I right. I just want to know what is it? Because now it's getting, are we making money off of a situation? It's like, are you healing? Like, and I'm not trying to take away from anyone's creativity because people do it all the time.
Right.
Ashanti, Beyonce, Rihanna, love Ashanti, don't do that.
I know, I was just thinking foolish.
Because you know, the girls be trying to give it to Ashanti. I'm like, Ashanti had hits.
She did.
Don't do that.
She did. Now, I am partial to
my days are cold without you. And I'm hurting while I'm with you. And my heart can take no more. Running back to you. And she did a remix.
And then Unfoolish.
She had three songs.
From one song. And you know what I love when you sample a song and then put it to something new. Oh my God, Ashanti, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I loved you in Resident Evil, bitch. That was, oh my God. That was the reason why I wanted to watch the second one. I was like, oh, Ashanti's in this, boat, we good.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't know Resident Evil. I'm sorry, she was in the third Resident Evil, not the second.
Hey, she should have been in both while they're playing. She needs to be in more movies. So I get like people express their emotions through songs or poetry or however they do creatively.
Right.
I just think it was too soon.
Yes.
Like, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, part of the Red Table Talk interview with Will and Jada, the air quotes were not meant to be shady. I'm just doing interview this way because I don't really know if it was an interview. It was kind of just them talking. But, you know, part of it, Will said in there, you know, he's got a new album about to come out. And this kind of feeds into that narrative. And that's the only reason why I feel like the song shouldn't be released. But the song itself is not bad. It's actually a cute little bop.
No, it is a cute little bop.
It's a cute little bop.
Like, it's definitely on, like, my slow jam. Like,
right. I mean, I would listen to it when I'm, like, laying on my couch and just, you know, like, okay.
Bitch.
Let me just feel my mood. Maybe husband's about to come over or some shit. And it's just like, hey. Boom.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's on playlist and everything. So, I'm a supporter.
Here for him.
But I just thought it was too soon. Because now it looks like a publicity stunt, which most people are doing right now when we all had your best interests.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. And again, I'm not nobody's manager or anything.
Right.
I'm just talking.
There we go.
And telling you how I feel.
There we go.
What you got?
Alright, so the next thing that I am going to bring to the table, because I don't feel that this individual deserves a smoke, because the smoke means I devoted time to you and your life.
you
it
better
is
read
be one President Carrot. So,
who is this?
President Carrot. This is the current occupier of the White House.
It's okay, because I'll give him the smoke, because I got it all.
Oh, okay. Your Fox News interview.
What?
We're just going to talk about it for just a minute.
We're going to pull over. We're going to stop the car and we're just going to get out. Yes. Okay? We're just
going to first, I want to commend the interviewer. I think his name is Chris Wallace. I don't know your name completely, so if I've got it wrong, I apologize. But you also work for Fox News, so I'm not that sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But this interview, did you see it?
I did not.
Okay.
But I have something to add to the foolishness that's been happening.
Okay. So this interviewer on Fox News, there were two points that I want to address right now. The first thing that was brought up in the interview is that President Carrot said that Joe Biden wants to defund the police. Now, Chris, you are a great interviewer because you were like, no, Joe Biden doesn't want to do that. And there's proof and video evidence and his campaign strategy clearly says he does not want to defund the police. He actually wants to give them more money. Now, one, that is problematic for me. I put up two fingers. I'm sorry. One, that is problematic for me, Joe Biden, that you don't want to defund the police. Because defunding the police is not about taking away their money, taking away their livelihood, taking away their pensions, taking away, hey, let's talk about it, the fact that they take Black people's lives. We don't want to take their lives away from them. What we want to do is we want to have services and people who are out there and funded properly to deal with the situations that police do not need to be involved in. Had to drop the mic there for a second. But that I don't agree with Biden. that I would actually prefer you to be president over one Donald J. Hitler Trump. I don't want that. So in this interview, when Donald Hitler Trump decided to say, Joe Biden wants to defund the police, the interviewer, Chris, said, no, that's not truth. And we have evidence that he actually has said the opposite. And to see this little orange man get frazzled, he's like, oh my God, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Have you ever seen an orange person turn red?
Yes.
They turn to like this color of like violet. And it's like, wait, what?
Like the background of this shit.
Right.
Have you seen Willy Wonka and she turned, the white person, she turned.
Oh, that little bitch deserved it.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
She got turned into like little purple berry shit.
Yes, bitch, her. Yeah,
stupid.
That's
bitch.
What she you look like, that. You little dumbass hoe.
Yes, that is exactly what you look like with your old badass comb over. But that was beautiful. But the second part that I just want to bring up is President, Donald Hitler J. Trump decided to say that the United States has one of the lowest mortality rates when it comes to COVID-19. I just want to tell you, you are wrong.
Bitch.
You are very wrong. Very, very wrong. And then when he was called out by that, by the interviewer, again, Chris, he said, no, that's not right. We're actually seventh in the world for mortality rates. Think about that. There are thousands of countries in this world. Thousands. And we have made seventh. You know what America's great at? Killing their people and getting sick and turning a blind eye to it. You know what America's really great at? It's taking the people who are below the poverty line, who you know have no other choice but to be on the front lines to service you and keep making you money, and killing them. That's what it has that's so great about it. If you want to talk about being top of a list somewhere, how dare you be the top 10 of mortality rate for the people in your country when it was easily preventable? The girl's gonna stop now.
So, thank you. That was a lot.
It was. I had to unpack
no,
that.
No, you are fine.
I had to unpack it. I'm sorry.
I still hate the nigga.
Yeah.
You have not said anything that made me like him, so I agree.
My carry-on bag was full.
And also, Mr. Carrot, you sending the national troops to Portland, Oregon? Don't worry. We have a whole segment for you. Mm-hmm. However, the reason why we need to defund the police and refund our communities is because in Chicago, let me pull up my notes, Lorenzo Jones. Have you heard of Lorenzo Jones?
Educate.
So Lorenzo Jones was outside his home with his girlfriend, baby mama. It did not say wife, so one of those. With his five children. He was supposed to appear in court. He did not. He was trying to tell the officer, or he did, excuse me.
I think I've seen this video.
So he did appear in court. The officer said, no, you didn't. Hold up your hands. Again, remind you, this man has no shirt on. Literally, all you can see is his boxers, the belt, and the jeans. That's it. He is on the side of a railing. There is probably, the baby's crawling, trying to walk. So probably like an 8-year-old baby right next to him. You see his girlfriend, out of respect, I'm just going to say girlfriend, holding a baby and a baby on her right leg. You can hear the cop saying, hold your hands up. And what is he doing? Holding his hands up.
This is why we say hands up, don't shoot.
He drops down to the ground. Because the officer says gets on the ground. Before he can even touch the ground, the officer started shooting.
Now, just to be transparent, what did they shoot with?
A 9mm. And they shot with BB bullets. Beanbag bullets, excuse me. I was thinking of a beanbag. Beanbag bullets. And if you don't know what a beanbag bullet is, those beanbag bullets are minimum longevity injury. How do you have a minimum longevity injury?
Exactly.
That is literally contradicting yourself.
They can still kill you.
Right.
They can still
minimum?
Kill you.
The nigga is... Sorry. The man is dead. So minimum longevity injury, that's false information. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a real bullet.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. It can still kill you. I need to make that clear. A beanbag and a rubber bullet can still kill you.
You can still bleed to death.
Yes.
So I just... rest in peace. Rest in heaven. I pray for the family. I pray for the kids.
Okay.
I don't even know what the fuck we're going through right now. The man was not armed. If you're that scared of people as a policeman, why are you here? Why are you protecting right. our community?
Police officers, my one question is, why is it that it's our job to make you feel safe when you're the ones who are supposed to be protecting and serving to keep the community safe? That does not make any sense. It's contradicting yourself in a huge motherfucking circle. That's like going to IHOP. Now, I love me some fluffy disc cake, so y'all gonna pick it up. But that's like going to IHOP, the International House of Pancakes. And when you go in, and let's say they're having endless pancake day, and they look at you at the table, they're like, so why didn't you bring your own pancakes? You're supposed to supply that. Just the way the police are supposed to supply safety and security to us, why am I the person who needs to make you feel safe? That doesn't make any sense. Make it make sense, Houseway. I'm sorry.
That's all I wanted to bring to the table. I'm ready for the smoke.
I just have one more thing to bring to the table. Okay. It's not a bad thing. I love Jeopardy. Yeah. I love Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things in like life to play, do, watch, hear, sit by, whatever. Alex Trebek in an interview recently said that the unlikely candidate to take his place if the Jeopardy mantle ever needs to be passed would be Betty White. Alex, I love me some Betty White, and Alex Trebek, I love you. Literally, you've been with me since I was born. Choose me as the successor. Choose me.
Choose my friend.
Choose me, Alex. Whatever I gotta do, whatever I gotta interview with, whatever TV show network I need to interview for, choose me. Please choose me. If you would like to do a little something for me out there, y'all, just do hashtag AJ for Jeopardy.
AJ for Jeopardy.
Just do hashtag AJ for Jeopardy. I would love to be the host of Jeopardy. It would be a lifelong dream come true. So, and you know I can read the questions. I can read all the questions. Question of the day. Give me a category.
Category. That was Family Feud. Category, things you bring to a cookout.
Okay, this item that you bring to a cookout is specifically used at a table and it's made of tiles that have dots on it.
Okay. Cookout for 300.
That was the question.
Oh, just kidding.
What is Domino's, y'all?
What is Domino's? See, this is why we'll be better at Family Feud versus Jeopardy.
I understand. It's okay.
See, another thing that we learned.
Bomb.
Same mindset, just different.
Just different game.
Yeah, just different game.
Just a different game.
Same sauce, just different drip.
Ooh. I like that. All right.
Oh. That was it?
That was it. Donna, listen.
I'm hotter than 100 degrees. No. No sesame seeds. Everybody loves Raymond. So we just discovered this song.
It is a bop.
By Maxo Cream.
Maxo Cream.
Maxo Cream. She Live featuring Megan Thee Stallion. Run this up. This is a fucking bop.
Bop, 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 bop.
The way they both flow together and the beat. On your playlist, because this is a bop.
It's a bop, y'all.
All right, y'all. So we are back here with the smoke. You was like, ooh, so dramatic. Huh?
I love it.
Yeah. So as you guys know, there's been a lot of shit going on. So, and y'all already know how we like to do this. We're gonna paper, rock, scissor it out. To see who goes first.
All right.
Ooh.
Yes! Ah! I finally won one.
Good job.
All right. So I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to go first in this because this smoke, it's not directed at a specific individual. But it's directed at the process that's happening with reopening our schools.
Ooh.
With reopening our schools. Now, I'm going to briefly touch on the Tucker Carlson situation. Tucker Carlson, you're a piece of shit. I've always hated you, never liked you, and you really have bad hair. Like, it's terrible. Like, as a news anchor, I mean news, and I'm going to say it in air quotes because you're on Fox News, you just have bad motherfucking hair. But there's been a video that's been circulating around the internet from a snippet of his television show that he was talking about that certain states were going to allow black children to go back to school as the first wave in this mid of
a Fuck you.
Pandemic, and white kids would be able to stay at home. Now, again, I'm going to go back to the consciously and say research, not me search. The video clip is actually out there, and the full interview is available on multiple news and media outlets, including Fox News, so you can see all of it. This is a part of his television show. But the reason why I am giving the smoke to the process of how we're reopening these schools, we have seen the person in the White House talk mm-hmm. about if schools aren't going to reopen, there would be problems and defunding that they would face if they weren't going to reopen. Then we've also seen other things about schools reopening and parents getting upset that their children would have to wear a mask to go to school. I'm bringing the smoke to anybody who has the mindset that thinks you can just reopen schools and everything will be fine, because a lot of the numbers have not denoted children being the ones who are dying from the coronavirus. Children have died, and we're going to say COVID-19, not just coronavirus, but children have died from COVID-19, whether it was when they had the initial infection or the consequences afterwards from the damage that was sustained to their bodies. And if we're gonna reopen schools, it's not just open everything back up and just go in. There needs to be policies and procedures that are in place that the CDC originally outlined, mm-hmm. and then there was this controversy of them withdrawing the outlines, going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Again, research, not me search. You can find all of that out there online.
Google words.
The thing that I am upset about that really bothers me about this process is you're not thinking about the kids, and you're not thinking about the adults who work in these schools. My mother works in schools, has worked in schools for pretty much her entire adult life since I've known her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now impaired immune-wise, and she's going to have to retire because there is no way that she can safely go back into a school full of crowded children who we don't know if they do or not have the ability to transmit the coronavirus to her, which would most likely kill her. And it's scary to say, but it's true. We're not thinking about that portion if you think you can just open up a school and have your kids go there. Also think about the fact that these kids, we don't know the effects fully that's happening on them because there haven't been mass gatherings of children for us to monitor. What is school? A mass gathering of children. Whether they're asymptomatic, which means you can't tell if they have it, or if they're a carrier, which means they have it again and maybe you can't tell, but they can transmit it, we don't know what's gonna happen. So if when schools open, if all of a sudden we start having all these kids die, then what's the next step? We can prevent all of this by actually establishing a full plan that is in place to at least limit what's happening. Not just throwing them all in a building and saying, hey, have at it, girls. Whoever comes out is the number one winner. This is not Battle Royale. That's not what we're here for.
What is this nigga's name?
That's
opening in these schools?
Oh, no. I'm not targeting a specific person.
Oh, gotcha.
No,
okay.
I'm not targeting a specific person. Yes, fair. Part of it is coming from Donald Trump with him saying that he would defund some schools if they didn't open up right away.
Gotcha.
And follow the guidelines. But this is going to the people who think that just opening a school and sending your children there is going to be safe for them just because we don't have documented massive amounts of deaths of children.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I do want you to understand, again, research, not me search. I want you to understand that this virus is changing and it's mutating. So as it changes and mutates, things can happen that make it function differently. We haven't had the data of mass gatherings of children because they really haven't happened.
Mm-hmm.
But now school, when it opens back up,
it's gonna happen.
It could happen. It could.
That's
I can't say that it's going to, but it could happen.
It could happen. And this also goes out to all the parents out there. Yes, I know the government is saying, hey, you know, it'll be safe, X, Y, and Z, but you have to do what's best for you and your family. If you don't feel safe, don't go.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, I feel like the government always lies to us. And if you do the research, why would it be safe to go back to school right now? All through the South, the cases are rising.
Mm-hmm. Astronomically.
Why would you go send little kids to school? And more importantly, I remember when I was a kid, like kindergarten, you don't really have the mindset to fully pay attention in class. No offense to any kindergartens, but what I'm saying is that we're focused on so many other things. So if you have a cooler mask than I do, mm-hmm. I'm probably, or in the kindergarten head,
Marco, can I try your mask?
Yeah, can I try on your mask? I want to see it. Or, ooh, teacher, they have diamonds on there. Oh, you have a poor mask. Like, I can see all those problems happening right now. Mm-hmm. Because kids are going to share, it's just what kids do.
Kids aren't going to keep their mask on.
No, they're not.
Right. They're going to be in the sandbox.
Adults want to barely keep their mask on.
Right. We know. We can process it as adults. We have the frontal cortex of our lobes in our brain that can process these things. Imagine children who are just sitting there playing with Play-Doh, and they're like, oh, fuck this shit. I don't want this mask on. And then all of a sudden, little Susie comes over. She takes her mask off. Then Billy takes the mask off. And it just keeps happening.
And what if Billy's mask fall on the floor and he don't know, and then you got little Sarah putting it on because she's trying to be funny? Huh? Speaking of white people, I have to show you this video. Let me show you, friend.
Okay.
And I'm going to go in because this is a... Oh!
Hey. Show me a little video.
No, because this... The Karens and the Kens out there are acting real stank right now.
Oh, they are losing their minds.
I don't know why they think they can attack us out of all people. But it's not about to work. I have seen this video on the good old Facebook, and this is just a video that was recorded that went viral.
Uh-huh.
But look at this. This happened in... Oh, it doesn't even say it. So, I've already seen it multiple times, but he's going to watch it. So, the white lady in the video, they're at the airport... They're at the airport and they are gathering their things at the baggage claim and everything. The white lady yells, go get some hair. First of all the black women in the airport have wigs and braids and they just came off a vacation. Y'all know how black women like to party. We like to party. Hey, hey, hey. And look good, right? So one of the young ladies... One of the young ladies go and grab her baggage. The Karen in the video hits her while she grabbing it. Bitch, and when I tell you these niggas went on a fucking brawl throughout the whole fucking airport, look.
On the luggage carousel. Behind the luggage carousel. Just following this. It's going around. Just doop, 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 doop. Like, how you get dragged on a luggage carousel?
Wait, did you see Ken though? Look at Ken though.
Oh, I saw Ken. He on top of her now because she done got her ass whooped.
Ken is trying to protect her now, and the niggas in the airport is beating his ass.
Oh, my God.
Because he tried to hit a woman, too, so...
Oh, my God.
Karen and Joe's. Karen and Ken's. Whatever the fuck y'all name is. Stop. Stop all this shit.
Oh,
none of that was called for. Y'all always call us the angry creatures or animals or whatever the fuck y'all want to call us. But you started this bullshit. The women in the video did nothing to you. Yeah, there might have been words exchanged. Okay. But you know what you had the choice to do? Was to not say shit because they were already walking away.
They were walking away?
Literally, it was one girl that had to get like a little carry-on. She purposely tried to walk out of her way and you just boom. What did you think that was gonna happen? I just...
Like, they were literally walking away. Even though they were still upset, they were frustrated about everything, they were walking away. And this girl was just getting her baggage off the carousel. And then you decided to punch her in the face. She wasn't saying anything. And they were trying to walk. See, and this is the thing that I don't get. People are like, oh, well, black people attack us. Black people are fighting us. Black people are doing all these things to us. It's like, wait, can you talk about what you did? Let's talk about what you did. Don't just give one side of the story. You didn't get beat up for no reason. A black person just wasn't walking towards you like, oh, that fucking white bitch. No, that's not what happens. That's not what happens here.
It's just, it makes me angry. Like, we can't even go like, honestly, we can't go nowhere. But like, you guys try to bring this beast out of us and then play the victim. And it's like, no. Why did you have to hit her? Why? Because you were angry? Because she said some foul words? And I understand those words mean things and they hurt. But what we're going through right now, it's really not worth it. We are going through a national pandemic. And the nigga in office don't even fucking care. Literally. We're also going through a race war. So the nigga in office is sending troops to Portland fucking Oregon to gas them. And we're just going to jump right into it.
Let's go.
I'm from Portland.
Let's go.
I'm from Portland. Mm-hmm. So when I woke up to about 7 text messages talking about, did you see what's happening in Portland? Oh my gosh, Portland, are you okay? And I'm like, what the fuck are these niggas talking about? Like, I'm like... Because Portland's on West Coast time and I try to go to bed early. So this happened when I was asleep. And me wake up with all this negative energy on my phone. Mr. Carey, what the fuck are you doing? Portland is the most peaceful place that I've been to. And I've been to a lot of places.
The Oregon fucking Trail. We played this game in school.
It's Oregon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oregon. Oregon.
It's okay. Everyone says it.
I know. I say
everyone
Oregon.
Everyone says it. It's Oregon. Oregon. But... It was over 1,000 people protesting. They have been protesting for 50 days straight. Mm-hmm. 50. There was a nick. Let me get his name because this baffled me. Sorry, y'all. I'm just. What's his name? His name is Sean. Sean. Oh, no, sorry. Chris David. 53-year-old veteran, he served for our country. His first time protesting, very first time. And this is me paraphrasing, but what I took from it, I was tired of seeing what was happening in America and I wanted to stand up. And you know what the troops do? They baton him. Mm-hmm. Baton him. They don't know him. They didn't ask no questions. They just came up to him. They just came up to him and batoned him. Mm-hmm. Why? And then, I don't know if you saw the video of someone else protesting for the very first time, and then the troops come through and kidnap the nigga and just pull off.
Snatch
and
there are him, two, throw him in a van.
There are two white women, allegedly, that I'm assuming, just from the voice, recording the video saying, "What's your name? What's your name? We're gonna get you out." Remind you, the troops have black masks on, nothing but army gear. There is no name, there is no badge, there is nothing. You see guns. And the thing that baffled me, that they didn't even throw him in on the side of the car. They threw him in on the back of the car with no license plates.
Say that.
With no license plates.
Say that.
So who is this? And y'all out here calling us crazy.
I have seen video after video of protester after protester being taken by individuals who are in, and I'm going to say this is military camouflage, and I'm saying with air quotes because they have not identified themselves. We have recently learned through the news that some of them are federal agents who have militarized gear, throwing certain protesters in back of vehicles and taking them to sites unknown. And it's been classified in the news and by reports that they have released themselves from different federal agencies that these are safer locations to talk to the individual. I can't say how many times in American history, in American politics, in a right wing and left wing and liberal and conservative media, we've seen so many times people talking about torture, how torture is bad, how it's inhumane, how black sites, if you don't know what a black site is, Google it. A black site should not be allowed, that these things should not be happening, that torture shouldn't be occurring in our country. Now, allegedly, I can say that they're torturing these individuals because I have no proof to say that they're torturing them. But the same way we look at dictatorships, let's take North Korea, for example, and there's concentration camps, and people are pulled from their homes and arrested by the secret police. That is what it looks like we're seeing in the media over and over and over again. Multiple state and government officials have opposed Donald Trump's try to bring federal agents and the National Guard and different entities in to stop protesting. We say that this country is about freedom of speech and being able to walk in the street and protest and stand up for your rights. But as people are doing that, they're being taken away by a militarized police force.
When I saw that news, I literally started crying. I was like, my city? And like, I claim, so I, fun fact, I was born in Portland, Oregon. I say I'm from DC because that's when I felt like I was more of an adult. I started getting my first time things, apartments and cars and things. So that was my adulthood. But Portland would always be home. Anybody ever asks why I say DC is home. But I was like, there's weed in Oregon. There's strip clubs in Oregon. Oregon is very diverse. There are beautiful mountains. There are shadows to the valley of death in Oregon. Tupac quote.
There we go. There
for it. Yeah, I didn't know I knew that. But like, you're gonna bring troops to gas my city? Have you ever been there?
I've never been there.
No, not you, him. We're going.
Oh, we're going.
We're going. Because it is amazing. Like, there's so many different types of food that you can eat. Like, when I go back to Portland specifically, ooh, did I say that word? Yeah, see, I always get those words mixed up. Sorry, y'all.
You got it.
Like, I always meet somebody new from, like, a different part of the country. So, it's very, what do I say? It's very, damn, what is the word? I don't know. I forget it. But it's very that is gonna come to me when I least expect it. And it's great. Like, the vibe is great. There's many different bars. And the people there are amazing. So for you to do that shit when people are protesting for better change, why are you trying not to defund the police and refund our communities?
Right.
It just don't make sense to me.
Right.
Why is this coronavirus spiking and spiking and spiking? You ain't doing shit.
Right.
And the thing that baffles me is that, like, niggas in the White House is, like, literally letting this happen. Mm-hmm. Fuck him. Right. He has a good team, or not a good team, under him. Ugh. Just saying, yeah, okay, this is cool. Yeah, let's just go ahead. All right, cool. Because they signed those disclosures.
An NDA only protects you for so long. Mm, what's done in the dark always comes out.
What's done in the dark comes to the light sooner than later.
Now, is this a real song?
Yeah, this is from Tyler Perry, What's Done in the Dark.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, you know, I watched all Tyler Perry movies.
Hey, Perry.
Still think he needs somebody else in the creative room, but you know what? We have bigger fish to fry over here. We're not talking about that today.
We're not going to talk how Taraji got back on that boat. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just, like, baffled.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm okay. I kind of want to fly home to go protest. Mm-hmm. But, like, not right this second, because I know shit is, like, crazy over there. But, like, sooner than later.
Okay.
Like, and just be here with my... With
we
my
gotta city. Go to the West Coast and stand up for your city.
Yeah.
We gotta do it.
Like, I really want to do it.
All right. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yo, pepper spray not gonna stop me, bitch.
No.
And it's not stopping them out there. Just know that. We're willing to take the pepper spray because we're tired of being killed, bitch.
And why are y'all pepper spraying us? Tear like, y'all don't... Y'all don't want change? Y'all okay with what's happening in the world?
I just want to
ask... Or in America, let me not say the world.
The moms who are out there protesting...
Let me tell you, bitch, what?
Thank you, moms.
Because, bitch, if you killing me, you killing everybody.
Right. The moms were out there, and they had signs that said, I'm disappointed.
They were locked arms.
Locked arms. Thank you,
yellow shirts and all. Bright. Shine bright like a diamond.
When I say women take the brunt of so much shit, and they don't... get the credit that they deserve, this world would not exist without women. Remember that. Because they are out there. Moms, especially to the mom who had the sign out there that said, I'm disappointed in you. Hit me like a ton of bricks. And I hope it hit all of you out there who think it is okay to attack people who are peacefully protesting mm-hmm. and just saying, stop killing us.
And right now, I feel some type of way about all the police officers that remain to keep their job. I understand y'all got families and shit. I do. But there comes a point of time where you just gotta say enough is enough. Because if there's no police force, none of this shit would be happening.
Can we just break that term real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Police force. So when we talk about police and we talk about policing, this is meant to uphold the laws that we have put in place, which laws are based on the thoughts and ideas and ideology of a society. I've said it multiple times, and the quote comes from Psychopaths, if you don't know what it is. Laws do not protect people. People protect the law. The law is built on our ideas of what we think is a just society. And one of our laws that is out there is that we have the right to peacefully assemble and protest something that we do not agree with. Think about that. The amalgamation of our ideas of society have said protesting is what you do to make your voice heard. But now we see the government that has said protesting is good is now taking federal agents who are part of the government to smash the protest that we said was okay.
And if you need to hear that again, just rewind just like 2 minutes back and you can read. You know what? We'll probably even make a clip for you. Because that is an amazing breakdown.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because sometimes I don't think these niggas out here really know. Like the people that are protesting, okay, like, I know that they know what we're, what we all are fighting for. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the people that are not protesting, mainly the black people. And I understand it could be very scary to go to protest and everything, but, like, don't think that we're just getting up out of bed and just going down and just yelling Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Because that's not what's happening. Yeah. There are people that organize this in your city. There are people that have Facebook posts. There are people that have Instagram posts that are telling you what to do, what not to do, what to wear, what not to wear. Bring water, bring mask, bring signs, bring your voice.
Yes. The, even if you don't want to scream and chant, you know, you just standing there sends a statement in itself.
And that's what I mean about voice. I'm not saying voice like vocal cords, but you just standing there says a lot more. Because what they're saying is over 1,000 people have been protesting for 50 days. Okay, but imagine if 200 more of us people, oh, that would have been like over 1,200. Uh-huh. And the bigger that the number gets, the more that they will realize and the more that somebody will do something in this motherfucking shit that we're going through. So just figure out who your local Black Lives Matter people are and connect with them. They want you there. But what we cannot do is stop what we're doing to go recruit people. Because we have to keep going.
Right.
You have to be ready.
Right.
And we're all here with open arms.
The march is going.
The march is going.
All you got to do is just get up your seat.
August 28th. It's happening. Going down.
August 28th.
Oh.
I was going to say March. I don't know why. August 28th.
Because March, we're marching. Washington. Yeah.
There we go.
AJ and I will be there.
We'll be there.
Supporting.
We want to see y'all there.
We'll be going live, doing roundtable discussions, and just getting our voice heard. There will be a lot of creators and Black Lives Matter and the Rough Riders. This is a community thing. This is a national thing. This is actually history.
Yes.
This is where Martin Luther King did his I Have a Dream speech. We are all coming together. This is the same exact thing that he fought for. Al Sharpner will be there. Yo, I'm always fucking shit up.
It's okay.
Yo.
I know what you mean. Al Sharpner.
I guess if you know me, you know me. And this is, I fuck up shit a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, I'm just very passionate, so it just happens.
Let's rephrase that for a minute. You don't fuck things up, you put them in your own terms.
I put them in my own terms. I might mess up on a word, but I don't fuck things up.
Mm-hmm.
He would be giving a speech. And if these niggas decide to do whatever the fuck they doing with the White House, whatever they got planned, you just know that, y'all, I think other countries might get involved. Because this is the people.
When I saw people in Australia protesting for Black Lives Matter.
Like,
all around the globe. You can't stop it. You can't.
This nigga. This, and. I don't want him out of office. Because it's. As of right now, we're just about to get a new somebody.
Right.
I do want him out of office, but we have like literally 3 months, 4 months?
About that.
Right now, we can use those months to like...
I do want people to pay attention to your local elections, especially your local Supreme
Court
officials, your local judges, and even on the national level. Please make sure you're reading your local news. Your local news is going to be the source where you find out things that are affected about you locally. And your local news is what's going to break the things that happen in the national news. As we keep going through this, educate yourself more and more and more. Print media is the place to go to when you want to get the full story. Use trusted sources. The Associated Press is one, and there's so many more that are out there. Please do your research, and understand, even if you think your vote doesn't matter,
it does.
It matters.
It really does.
Your vote matters. It matters. The Supreme Court even said that the Electoral College, which I think is a terrible entity, can now be
trash.
Trash. Like, they can now be charged and actually convicted of a crime against the law if they don't vote the way the popular vote in your state or county votes. So understand that power is out there in your vote, and don't give it up. And do not vote for fucking Kanye West.
You ready?
I am ready.
Oh, come on, let's do it.
Do not vote for Kanye West. I want to.
Where would you like to start?
Let
me know.
I'm going to start a little list here, and this list is called my loving and good vibes list. I'm going to add Kanye West to that list.
People we don't talk about anymore.
And so it's not even that we don't talk about him anymore, but all I'm going to send you is my love and good vibes because I want you to receive the help that I think that you need. I can't talk about your mental health because I'm not a professional, but I just feel like you need some love. You need some genuine, good old auntie on the titty love to just say, baby, it's okay. We know we're all going through things, so let's just talk about it and go from there.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure so many people have seen this first presidential rally that he had that it was scary to watch. And it was scary because I'm seeing somebody who's being pumped up by other people and not actually looking at the mental health that could be very beneficial. Mental health care is real, y'all. It is very, very real. And I don't want to lambast or try to assault anybody verbally because I'm not here to do that. We just need to shower him with love.
Yes.
Shower him with love and just say, hey, you know what? We hear you. We hear you. But do not vote for him if the voting possibility is even there. Do not throw away the power of your vote to someone who is not going to be capable of taking us to where we need to be. Biden has problems, major problems. I talked about them earlier. You want to hear it? Rewind it. But do not split your vote for Kanye. If you do that, Donald Trump will be president again for 4 more years. 4 rotations around the goddamn sun.
Let me take my glasses off for this, man. I just...
Go ahead.
If this Negro becomes president for 4 more years, I honestly don't know what I'm gonna do. However, that's on that because I honestly don't know what I'm gonna do. Kanye West, definitely agree. I'm gonna start a fuck this nigga list.
Okay.
Where I give really positive vibes, but after I say what I have to say, I don't even know who you're talking about. So I'm just going to ignore the person, and I'm just going to let you do what you need to do.
Okay.
So I'm really at the point where it's fuck Kanye West. And I definitely understand his mental state of mind. He let out of a lot of emotions on stage with him and Kim allegedly almost wanting to abort one of their children. Okay, you know, that's difficult to swallow. Okay. That's not the right time to say it.
Definitely was not the right
time. But I also felt your pain while you saying it. And I'm just kind of conflicted right now. Like, are we doing this because of music? Are we doing this because of presidency, or did the Kardashians put you up to this? But more importantly, what made me say fuck you was when you said Harriet Tubman didn't free slaves. She just sent them off to other white people. Okay, we all have our own opinion. Great. If that's what you interpreted from the Black History books, all right, so be it. But I just can't agree with your statement. And I really want you to be the old Kanye. the loving, the musical, like the Kanye that we know.
The George Bush doesn't like black people, Kanye.
This last week, I had to go through my music log, and this is the first time. Like, I don't normally separate, like, people from out of my life when they're musical artists. It's more like I'll balance them. Like, okay, yep, they're still human. They can still do what they do until it's something that not affects me, but affects me emotionally. I have to stop. And I went through my whole call log, or not call log, my music log, and I had to delete them. Like, I was literally crying. Like, literally, like, in tears.
They let you down that much?
Like, I cannot. And I love All of the Lights with you and Rihanna. I absolutely love that song. And Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm. Even Elton John was on part of it.
Bitch, what? Yeah.
I love that song.
Like,
probably one of my favorite Kanye songs of all time.
Niggas in Paris? Mm-hmm. I can't listen. Like, Jay-Z is an amazing rapper, but I can't listen to it because you're on it. Mm-hmm. And, like, it literally hurts my heart. And I do want you to get help. I think it's important. I visually see that you're going through something. But this Kanye, what I see, is what I cannot support. And that's on any friendship, family ship, or anything. Like, if you just outrageously do some shit, it's just like, yeah, so I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
And
it sucks.
You're
disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
You're disappointed. I understand it.
And then the fact that he was yelling at black women in the crowd, and I quote, "Well, your face is covered, so we can't even see who you are." All right.
And all of you hotep niggas that agreed with that statement?
No. Friend, let me break it down for these niggas. I agree with it. Her face is covered, so we can't see who you are.
Right.
We're going through a pandemic. So what is the CDC requiring us to do? Wear a mask. What are you not wearing on stage? A mask. The young lady, Aisha, behind you had a mask and asked a very valid question about gun control in America. And you went off on her. You went off on two black women in one rally. Two, your mother is black.
Black women are the ones who are standing out there on the front lines fighting for us, the black men who are out there. They are fighting for us. They fight harder than we do. The last thing you should ever be doing is tearing down another black woman in front of a group of people just because
she's white. Especially white people.
So,
like, if you were to pull her to the side and, like, talk to her, all right, cool. Minimum expected. But for you to, like, point and yell and do this shit, Kanye, fuck you. That is mad disrespectful. Like, they had valid questions. They didn't say anything disrespectful to you. And the reason that made me get to this point, because before Aisha got on stage, there was a white woman that had a question. He hugged her and thanked her so much. And then as soon as the black woman does it, he's like, oh no, shut your ass up. That's not what he said. That's me paraphrasing and fucking his ass up. But you don't do that shit. Mm-hmm. That was a fucking valid question about gun control in America. Mm-hmm. There are niggas getting shot out here for nothing. We just went over a whole fucking story in Arizona with the guy outside with his five children.
Right.
Gun control on everybody, not just people that are not cops or government officials.
We have children being shot and killed. Children. Children.
Fuck you, Kanye.
Okay. I agree with that. He's on the list. This is the last time you get mentioned. sending you all my love, and I hope you get the mental health care you need.
I really pray for you.
But
I want the best for you. And his wife is now talking about divorcing him. Bitch, fuck you too.
I'm not even gonna say her name.
Fuck you too. As soon as your nigga go crazy on national TV, oh, I want a divorce. Or allegedly, this is not the man that I want. You made him this. This is why I don't fucking fuck with the Kardashians, and we're not even on the Megan situation yet.
This is season 45 of their show.
Like,
fuck that. Fuck that bitch. I don't want to talk about her.
Let's not talk about her.
I don't want to talk about her. Don't care about her.
Okay. Kanye and your wife, fuck you. After this, I don't know who you are. You're gone. No more. It's done. Speaking of shows, did you see WE TV?
No.
Oh. So WE TV... I'm Tamar Braxton.
First of all, I want to say you're in my prayers. Tamar. You're in my prayers. You're in my prayers, Tamar. So.
Okay, let me start before I give it to WE TV. Yeah. So, I haven't been fully invested in Tamar. Uh-huh. I know some of her hit singles that she has produced.
Yeah.
But that does not lower her as a person.
Right.
Still like her. She was on Legendary, showing the fuck out, bitch. Yes. Right. In that green motherfucking dress.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But,
so this is not really geared towards Tamar. Tamar, my prayers are out towards you. I wish the best for you. And as we said again previously, mental health is important. So I have a therapist, and I just really hope you can overcome this little bump in the road, because you will make it through this. You are stronger than this, and you got this, baby girl.
Cindy, nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love, girl.
So, we'll move on to WE TV. So, WE TV did a, like, minute and a half to 2 minute clip of her new show coming out, all about Tamar. Mm-hmm. And the beginning, probably like 30 seconds in, it was the nice Tamar. This is not me saying it. Hence the air quotes. 30 seconds was nice, and then after the 30 seconds, she became the villain. She was very targeted. She went on a rant in her house. She was like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to argue with my sisters. Why do I have to be the bad person in this?
Right.
If this is supposed to be my show, why do I have to fight with my sisters? I don't want to do that.
Right.
I've already healed from that. Vince and I, we already did that. Why is all this? I don't want this.
Right.
And that's where I understand her. Like, we as brands, as individual brands, these networks out here does not have our best interests. I also saw a little clip, maybe like a 5 second clip, of Mona Scott in it. And I'm really working on not dragging black women, but Mona Scott, you have not done, in my personal opinion, anything positive on reality TV for black women or men.
Right.
And I understand they have control of how they react, but you, since you're paying them, you have control over how you narrate the story. So when Tamar, like, goes on Twitter and says, like, why can't I do this? And, like, or not, she did an interview, excuse me. The KKKs have 10 seasons going strong and nobody's a villain on there. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to be the villain? Great, valid point.
Right.
Great. I didn't even know that the Braxton Family Views were going on for 10 seasons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We fuck you. That's disrespectful. And then the fact that her mental health gets involved, and I'm assuming that she has documentation, and you see that she has grown as an individual herself, that she does not want to be in this contract, and you say, no, we have to keep you in it. What? They have made you money over these last 10 years. Right. If I don't want to be in a contract, I don't want to be in a contract.
Yeah. Let them go.
Let them go. What are you gaining from it? Ratings? Oh, money.
What are
to
ratings?
Humiliate black people.
What are ratings compared to a human life?
Nothing.
Like, come on. Ooh. I've always learned one thing. If I don't have anything nice to say, I'm not going to say it at all. This is going to be one of those things because I have nothing nice to say about WE TV.
Fuck you, WE.
And I refuse to support the things that you put out. I really do. So, Tamar, just again, you're in my prayers.
Yes.
That's all I care about. Your mental health, and I don't care about anything else when it comes to all of that.
I don't care. You have, your story is, I don't want to say like mine, but the fact that you are stepping out on faith after faith, you lost your job, you're going through this contract, you lost your husband, you had family issues, but you keep going after one another and keep battling them issues. I commend you. And you are just trying to find peace in your life, and these niggas won't even give it to you. So, baby girl, prayers out to you. Keep going strong. I don't know.
Your friend, that wraps up the smoke for me. I've got no other smoke.
Okay.
That's got no other smoke for me, so.
All right, y'all. We'll get ready for the last call. Self-made nigga. Alright, y'all.
Welcome back.
So we are back with the final call, and y'all already know how this goes. We play a little shebang bang music, and you try to find the nigga that you're trying to take home.
You want to take the nigga home who happened to bring flowers to the club?
Okay, ew. Nigga, keep ew. That nigga, okay?
Ew.
Yeah, so you done with all your friends? Because I'm trying to take. Oh, okay, cool. All right, so
there you go.
That is a good nigga. But, yes. Would you like to start or would you like me to start? Would you like to start this?
You know what? I started the smoke, you start this.
You
go
know
ahead.
What? So, one thing I want to bring to the table is, bring to the final call, is the Megan, Tory Lanez, and Megan's best friend situation after leaving Kylie Jenner's house, which is a whole different subject. So, waking up on this day, I was like, what? Wait, this is Megan Thee Stallion, the bitch that I'll be bopping to? Wait, Tory Lanez? Wait, Kylie Jenner? This sounds weird.
Right.
Originally, I was like, okay, well, let me do a little research. Let me just dive in just a little bit. And I was like, okay. Allegedly, Tory Lanez shot Megan. Megan says that she had glass in her foot. The best friend is saying she was holding the gun but didn't shoot Megan. Allegedly, to all this. Okay. There's not enough information out right now for me to decide what the hell I'm doing, but I'm not canceling Tory Lanez right now.
Okay.
I know niggas that have shot niggas.
Right.
And I'm still their friends.
Right.
And obviously shooting a nigga is
does extreme.
Case by case and very extreme.
Right.
But like, I need to know the whole story.
Okay.
I need to figure out, like, what happened after that party? Like, what was happening at the party? Are you guys dating? Was somebody really after you, Meg? Best friend, did you really have the gun? Tory Lanez, why did you have the gun? Like,
there's a lot of things.
There's just a lot. Like, right. I'm like, and not saying, like, I'm believing anybody's side right now. So that's my story on Tory Lanez. So moving over to Megan, she made a very public statement stating that black women are not protected enough and that she had to realize that she needed to respect her energy when it came to this type of situation, which I totally agree. We've all been through different things that we just have to monitor our energy.
Right.
I definitely agree with Megan. Again, I said with the Kanye West situation that black women are not protected enough. My overall question is, why the fuck did any of this happen?
Right.
What was the conversations before? Why were you guys at Kylie's house? We're still going through a pandemic, especially in California, in a race war, by the way. Not putting them two against each other, but there are a lot of questions that I have to figure out what the fuck is happening in this whole quadruple conversation.
Right.
So I'm still supporting all three of them to this day. But Tory Lanez already had a drug charge and a gun charge. So is it different that he shot a nigga versus a female? And this is just me being transparent.
Right. Your opinion is valid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough research on the situation to comment on what happened and what didn't happen. The one thing that I did see is the video that allegedly shows Megan getting out of the truck with her foot bleeding.
Yeah, she was moving to the side, yeah.
The way she was treated, I feel, was completely disgusting. I mean, it was clear that she was injured
and
that she was hurt.
And
no police were like, hey, let's help her out, as opposed to making her hop out of this car with an injured limb and hurting. And like, they told her to sit on the ground. She couldn't even sit down up. She had to lay down on the damn ground. And this woman's sitting here bleeding. Whether or not it's her in the video or not, allegedly, because again, I did not research this one, but to see somebody who is being ordered around like that by the police when they are clearly hurt and clearly do not have any weapon to cause you danger or harm, it bothers me.
That does bother me. And again, that brings me back to the conversation of black women, or just women as in general, not being protected. If you saw her limping, why didn't you call the ambulance? Why didn't you get her help and then try to figure out the case? And again, I don't know how the fuck this shit works, but me being as a human being, if I want some information on somebody, I'm probably going to call the hospital first, take them to the hospital, and then ask questions later, even though that they're lying or not. The truth comes out of the dark.
I can't even imagine being hurt and someone's ordering me around, and I'm just like, yo, I'm bleeding. Somebody help me.
Let me tell you.
Meanwhile, you're screaming at me to lay down on the ground. It's just like, I am hurt. You could clearly see that she was hurt.
And then on top of that, being a black in America.
Right.
So if you don't obey by the rules, you're like, okay, well, I might get shot and I'm injured. Okay.
Right. Now I got to sit here and think about, oh, shit, okay. Yeah, my foot's injured, but if I don't comply, I may die. Like, what?
I just want to say mental health is real, and we have to protect our energy of who we hang around and the type of energy we keep around. And it's important. Everybody ain't going to be there when you on the come up.
They're not, but they'll try to run in for your downfall.
Let me tell you, okay? Say that again.
They won't be there for the come up, but they will run in for the downfall.
They'll be there. They'll be there when the gossip is and, oh, what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? Yeah, but what happened to you when I decided to do this to support my dreams and you weren't there?
Right. I agree.
Ma'am, get the fuck out of my face.
Right.
So, I send prayers to all three of them. I hope that I don't have to go through a whole nother musical delete. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just gonna pause right there. I just don't know.
All right.
Definitely hope that Megan is not injured. That's what I do know. But
speedy recovery.
Yeah, speedy recovery.
I need my stallion back.
Yes. Please don't give me hype. Write my name and ice. Can't argue with these basic bitches. I just raised my price. I'm a boss. I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. I got this shit from Tina.
There you go.
You a savage, Megan.
I don't even chase liquor. Why would I chase a nigga? He said I should be nicer. Well, your dick should be bigger. You gotta stop.
Megan. Yeah, we can do this. I go shopping, want it, then I cop it. Hey, yeah. Hey. Do what they copy. That's all I know.
We don't want to get sued for copyright infringement.
We just sending her positive vibes. We're just hoping that she sees this.
I love it. Megan.
Megan.
I'm here for you. I love you.
Love you.
My final last call. We're going to unpack this quickly because I don't want to give you too much time. I don't want to give you too much time. You don't even deserve it. Robert Wood Johnson, who also goes by Woody Johnson. He is the United States Ambassador to the United Kingdom, and he is also the owner of the New York Jets football team.
Go ahead.
He decided.
What did he decide, child?
To open his old dumbass mouth and make some of the most generalized racist statements about black men and Black History Month. You know, the good old quotes, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. I'm not going to give his quotes. But he went back to the old lyrics of, why do they need their own month? Why do black people need to celebrate a month by themselves? Or maybe the real problem that's going on with the black community is the fact that black fathers aren't in their children's lives. He went down that road. And meanwhile, this man is the ambassador, head ambassador, very important to the United Kingdom for the United States government, hired by Donald Trump. If you do not believe that the person who currently resides in the White House is a racist, the fact that he employs racist people speaks volumes. I will give you one quote that I'm pretty sure every black person in this world has heard. Birds of a feather flock together. The White House had no comment on his statements, but he still has a job.
Why?
Let's talk about that. Becky, Karen, and Ken can be out here telling people they don't belong because of how they look, and they lose their jobs right away. But this man still has a job. One of the most important jobs in government, being an ambassador to another country so we have worldwide relationships with other countries in this world.
These niggas are sick. Right.
If he spouts that racist mess and racist views, what else do you think he has in him? And that was only a snippet. You can... Excuse me, y'all. It's not Corona. It's just the hookah.
You said I was cheersing you with
the... You were cheersing me with the hand sanitizer. But...
Quarantine.
Woody, Robert, whatever the fuck you want to go by.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. That's all I gotta say to you. Fuck you.
Fuck you. We should do a theme song that just says fuck you.
We should do a little theme song.
Yes.
Are you ready for a little song association?
Oh, bitch. I forgot all about this. Yes, go ahead. All
right. Okay, so the word that I'm gonna give you, it's going to be...
And I have 10 seconds?
Killing
me softly with his song.
Oh, no. Telling my whole life in his words.
Killing me softly. Breathing, breathing, breathing. Strong my pain with his fingers. One time.
Singing my life with his words.
Two two times.
Killing me softly with his song.
Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life. Killing me softly.
Okay. Hey.
With his song.
That was really good. That was really good. That's it.
Yes. Are you ready for your song association so we can get the fuck up out of here?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's see. Rodeo.
Ooh, rodeo. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
10, 9.
Rodeo. 8, okay, okay.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna take my horse on the old town road. I'm gonna ride until I can't no more. I got the horses in the bag.
Wait, where's Rodeo in the song, though?
It is called Rodeo.
Oh, it's called Rodeo? Mm-hmm. I thought it's called Old Town Road.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, bitch.
Did you win this?
Possibly. Because I didn't know that.
I thought it was Rodeo. Oh, you know what? I got another. I'm gonna ride you like a rodeo.
Hey.
You gonna grow like Pinocchio. City Ooh. Girls, rodeo.
Okay, see, I need to get up on my City Girls because I didn't know that.
Oh, it's from the new one.
Oh,
I fucked up. So the last one don't count. So that was a draw. Because I really thought rodeo. I mean, it makes sense though, right? The horse, Old Town Road, rodeo.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride my horse in a rodeo.
Right. Like, okay. But rodeo was not in the lyrics, so it's a draw.
It's a draw on this one.
Damn it. Look, I had you.
I won rock, paper, scissors for once.
Oh, and I love.
Boom.
I see what you did there.
See?
You know what? AJ's on his shit.
There we go.
All right, y'all. So if you want more of us, where can they find us on the
Twitter? Follow us at Sippin' Smoke 420. I'm sorry, Sippin' 420, not Sippin' Smoke. So Sippin' 420 on all of the socials. You can follow us, find us. This podcast is going to be everywhere and all up your nose. So girls, get into it. Boys, get into it. Non-binary, get into it. All my people out there.
Get into it. What transgender? Get into it. What cisgender? Get into it. Femme femme, get into it.
Bush you, Bush,
get into it.
Trey Trey, get into it.
Trey Bottom, get into it. What? And you already know where you can find us at. You can find me on Hear Me Out on all the streaming services. And you also can find Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy on all streaming. So, and all streaming services. I don't know why the fuck I'm stuttering.
It's okay.
Yes.
Don't forget to check out our sponsor, Salvatore Franco. I was going to say Ferragamo.
Y'all see? This you is, see what happens when we sip and smoke?
We've been sipping and smoking a little bit too much. It's salvatorefranco.com. And when you check out after buying your cute little merch, put in offer code AJV25.
All right, y'all. We out. Until the next episode.